Matthew 6:21 says, "Where your heart is, there will your treasure be also." Jesus had an awful lot to say about the heart. It sounds innocuous enough. You could just pass straight over this sentence and not see the import, but there it is. Where your affections lie, where your heart is, and it's all in the context of eternal rewards still. Proverbs 4:23, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." I told you before about the man whose motorbike was more important to him than his relationship with God. What occupies most of your thinking and planning time? The sad fact is that for most of us, Jesus isn't the centre. He's somewhere out there on the periphery, and he's only brought into sharp focus when we're either ecstatically happy about answer to prayer or everything's going down the tubes. He isn't part of our getting up, going to work, everyday lives. Romans 12:1 and 2 in the Message. So here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. Here in Romans, Paul is exhorting us to be transformed from our current way of thinking, our focus, and get before God with our lives every day, offering ourselves to him wholeheartedly and without reserve. In another place, he says, "I implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." And he's talking to believers. In the Message, it says it this way, 2 Corinthians 5:20. "We're speaking for Christ himself now. Become friends with God. He's already a friend with you." No condemnation, but if we don't see things as they really, really are, we'll never make any effort to change our centre, and we may miss the mark. Jesus has done everything he's going to do. The Father has placed us in his Son, so there's nothing more to do there. The Holy Spirit has been sent to us. We have all we need. Our task is simply to stay where we're put and live in his word until it becomes flesh upon us. That is, we live it out, recalling that he can't do through us what he hasn't been able to do in us. There's a saying that we can be so heavenly minded we are no earthly good, but the fact is, if we haven't got a heavenly perspective on everything, not just some things, we are no earthly good at all, because we're looking at everything from the bottom up instead of the top down, and we're no help to anyone, including ourselves. It could be, you know, that those who focus on heaven will be the ones in the end that God uses most. We have to beware of getting hung up on Christian cliches. That said, just where is your focus this morning? Because wherever it is, you need to know that is where your heart is. And only you can answer this.